Hi, everybody, and welcome to the very first Cargojet Pilot Podcast. I'm David Tun, a training captain and chair of the Cargojet MEC Communications Committee. Your MEC has created this podcast as a new way to reach out to our pilots and their families. We'll be taking a look at what's going on in the union, at Cargojet more broadly, and perhaps even the industry in general. I'm here in the ALPA studios in McLean, Virginia, with our brand new MEC, who just took office March 1st. With me today is Captain Ryan Kennedy, our MEC Council Chair, First Officer Ari Moldvan, our MEC Vice Chair, and First Officer Saif Radwan, our MEC Secretary Treasurer. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I'll start. My name is Ryan Kennedy. For those that don't know me, I've been at Cargojet for about 7 years. Before the MEC chair position, I was the MEC Grievance Committee Chairman. Fairly busy role where during the last couple of years, we kind of think we made a lot of progress in kind of addressing some issues that had kind of been left dormant for a while that we've now brought to light, and we are actively in discussions with the company. Before I started with Cargojet, I did corporate for a few years. And before that, I was at Wasay Airways, where I started my career back in, I think, 2008, something like that. And I started my training, I think, around 99. And that, at that time of year, it was a completely different market than it is for the guys today. But here we are.
Ari, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name's Ari Moldvan. For those that don't know me, I'm been at Cargojet for about 4 years now. Your LEC 203 First Officer Rep and also the Vice Chair. I live in Calgary and based in Hamilton, fellow commuter. And just kind of to mirror Ryan's words here, I think this is a great way to share some information with our membership in a less traditional way. Because I know emails can be a little bit tiresome to read when you get so many in your inbox every day.
Okay, we also have Saif Radwan. He's here. How you doing, Saif?
Good, thank you. So for those that don't know me, my name is Saif Radwan. I've been with the company now going on 5 years. First officer based in Hamilton, living in Ancaster now. Currently the MEC Secretary Treasurer. Before that, I was serving the union as the chair of the Financial Analysis Committee. And looking forward to the next 3 years. Speaking of emails, Ari, last 2 weeks, a lot of emails coming through. So,
oh my, I can't even say, like, it's overwhelming how many emails come in that inbox.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to want to say a huge shout out to the previous MEC for laying the groundwork, and special thanks to Shane Neville and Chris Howard and Jeff Dixon for putting in the work. We're just starting out. And
I really appreciate how much went into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. Well, it's probably a good place to start here since you guys are new, I think 10 days in or so to your term. Ryan, this is for you. What's been going on with the union?
Well, maybe I'll take it back a little bit. We have a lot of new people. We have a very high attrition rate here, so lots of new hires coming in the door constantly. So I'll take it back to a bit of the history here. I think we unionized with Unifor about 2008. Had a first collective agreement, and then ratified a second agreement 2018. At that time, a different union. These guys worked hard. We got a contract that was great at the time, and then we signed a contract extension that extended this contract for 3 more years. And over that time, I think the company's really changed. There's a lot of new flying. A lot of this DHL flying wasn't there. We're much bigger. I think when I started here in 2017, there was about 120 pilots. Now we're constantly around 400 pilots. Having a hard time getting above that.
You can start to see a lot of the downfalls of that. It's LOU 11 was what extended the contract.
Correct.
By another 3 years. It came with some retention items that applied to the pilots on property at the time.
And some people jokingly refer those as golden handcuffs because it's kind of, you stick around, you get this lump sum of money, but it did set us back years, I think. And at the time, we didn't know. We made this the best decision we thought at the time. I know it passed and it was close, but
It is what it is at this time, and now we're living through the rest of this collective agreement, and we're making the best of it now.
Yeah, so then I think when we did the car drive with Unifor just during COVID, and again, shout out to Shane Neville for leading that charge.
With ALPA.
Thank you, with ALPA. And shout out to Shane Neville for leading that charge. It set us on this trajectory where we are now under ALPA representation. And I remember I helped out with the car drive, and I remember day one, once we finally ratified, it was kind of like, okay, great, we're ALPA, now what? And that's when all the work really had to start happening. We had to develop our committees. We had to understand the resources that ALPA provided, And that's what we're continuing to do today, and continue the foundations that were laid. And it's exciting. I think there's some good potential here.
And that's what's super cool about ALPA. Like, ALPA's an entire encyclopedia of resources. Just being at this building alone and seeing what's in here is what kind of sets us apart from other unions. And it's really about utilizing those resources to provide the best support and eventually the best collective agreement for our membership.
Agreed.
Absolutely. And I don't think most people realize the vast amount of resources available to our disposal here at headquarters. You know, during our leadership training, I think that was kind of really hammered into us, all the different departments that we have to utilize, like legal, government affairs, economics and financial analysis, council services, just to name a few. So it's really, really valuable here, the resources that we have.
And, you know, we'll do deeper dive into some of those committees in further in future podcasts, just so the membership can really understand what, and we're continually understanding what's available to us. And
Absolutely.
That's a lot of the work that's going on right now.
And kind of just to expand on that, like, the over the past 3 years and continuing forward now, us building these committees and actually building relationships with the company to utilize these committees and getting dedicated members that want to volunteer their time, because this is very tiring. It's thankless a lot of the times too, and I'd really just like to thank all of our volunteers.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in volunteering, please don't hesitate to reach out. We'll always find a place for you.
Yeah, and that's some of the work we're doing right now is finalizing these committees and evaluating who's doing what and developing scopes of work and developing budgets. And again, we'll get into all that down the road. But as for the relationship with the company, where that is right now, I think we've come a long way from the guys that have been here for years. It's been an evolving relationship the whole time. And I think there is an opportunity right now, I think, to find some alignment on some issues. We're never going to be fully aligned on everything. You know, we all want Cargojet to be successful. We don't want the company to think that we're trying to break them. This evil union's going to come in and break the bank. That's not the case. We just want to be fairly compensated and fairly treated, just like every other professional pilot in Canada and North America.
That was kind of the next question, is I wanted to know kind of what the short-term and long-term kind of overview goals are. You've got a term here of 3 years, and we have a contract coming up in 2026. What are you looking at?
For sure. Well, with this leadership training, ALPA provided us with this strategic planning seminar, and Shane kind of set that up, and it kind of helped develop some short, medium, and long-term goals. So obviously the short-term goals are to get through the transition and kind of understand where we are and what's around us, who's doing what, where the budget's at, what do we need to invest in, what do we need to tighten up on, how can we communicate better with the membership. So that's all happening right now. I think the medium term would be to address some of the outstanding grievances that are there and find and maybe encourage some dialogue. And I think long-term goal for now would be to prepare for 2026. And we're going to clean up, do some housekeeping first and get things organized the way we would like them to be. And then we will definitely be focusing on prepping for 2026, because it'll be a substantial difference than the last contract negotiations that we had, because we have a massive amount of resources available and we need to understand what those resources are.
And yeah, when it comes down to it, 2026 really isn't that far away and there's tons of prep work.
Absolutely.
Part of the purview, I guess, of the vice chair, because ALPA is a committee-structured organization, there are you're kind of looking at the committees and managing all that, and this is a departure from Unifor, obviously. What do you see is going to be some of our biggest resources or biggest committees moving forward? I know grievance is always a big one, but what do you see down the road here?
Yeah, absolutely, grievance. I mean, that's going to be one of the more important committees, but I mean, maybe I'm a little biased because I was the chairman, but the scheduling committee, I think the number one, I'm going to say complaint, but like communication that we receive
is
scheduling related for sure. So yeah, it would be, we got two great new guys there. We got Rusty Rastuka and Scott Pesto. They're going to be co-chairs of that committee.
Very motivated, very hungry to learn some of the ins and outs of the contract and the CARS regulations, because that's 90% of what those guys are dealing with.
Absolutely, and these guys are super dedicated to learning all that stuff, and we're sending them down next week, actually, down here in Virginia to come do a little training course. And I would say the other big ones would be hotels as well. I think those, it's getting better, and the company is starting to work a whole lot more with, I think Janet Jones is the chairwoman of that that committee, and working together just to, like, you know, get us back up to industry standard hotels in some of the areas that we stay. We stay all around the world now, and it can be really challenging to find. The company might not even be aware sometimes that there's an issue at a hotel until somebody brings it up. And that kind of goes into communications, which you're the chair of, and kind of managing all that, those different avenues to communicate with us, and ensuring that the message is heard by us or the committee chair.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, communication is obviously a big one. I think that's probably what the membership is looking for the most, is some sort of back and forth, or at least information coming out from the union on what's been happening. But it is a two-way road, and we do have systems in place for that. But just before we touch on communication, I was going to talk, Safe, just as part of your purview as the Treasury Secretary. I know even just today we were learning quite a bit about some of the resources that you have available to you, where you can sort of parse out some of the data as far as where some of the money is going that the members are paying in their dues, and you're able to see kind of a bigger picture of what's been going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of my role is to set the budget and approve expenses. So as a part of the MAC as well, it's a collective decision to set the budget, and that's going to be the purview of the committee chair. We're going to give them the autonomy to estimate the reasonable budget they're going to have going forward. Approving expenses and making sure that we're within our budget, and making sure that we have a healthy balance going into 2026, because contract negotiations can get very expensive.
So. Yeah, very expensive.
A couple key committees I'd like to touch on. I think, well, we all know the CASC is doing a lot of lifting. That's chaired by Ian Monroe and Dean Atkinson, and then they have some subcommittees under them with Bill Sherwood's the training committee chairman, Mark Kenwood, security committee chairman, and Shane Neville, flight time, duty time chairman. Those guys seem to be working collaboratively with the company, and that's encouraging, and we're going to keep encouraging that, because I think it's very important to show the company that there's benefits to even the company for us being involved and being represented by ALPA.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, ALPA obviously represents us as the pilots, but even the company can tap into some of the resources that are here they might not even be aware exist.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, a healthy company is good for us, and we don't always want to have a contentious relationship. I understand we're not always going to be aligned on things with the company, but we also need to respect the fact that some of the people we're dealing with across the table are just doing their job. And I think that kind of brings me to the point I want to touch on is, you know, communicating with, when pilots communicate with the company, and that's mainly through crew scheduling. And I understand crew scheduling doesn't always have good news to tell you, but let's be respectful of our crew schedulers, because those guys, that's got to be the worst job in the company. And we
got to respect all of our work colleagues, whether they're our pilots or not.
Absolutely.
Everyone deserves respect.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, everybody's just doing their job. So just got to remember to carry yourself out professionally and remember that you are representing.
Let's represent. Yeah, we're all representing the pilots at Cargojet.
Absolutely.
Let's keep our head up and not get pulled down into things, so we can some dignity going.
If you have a disagreement with them, be polite, respectful, send an email, CC one of the chief pilots, CC us. We're more than happy to look into something. But don't take it out on the frontline employee that doesn't do. That's a ground crew. That's a crew scheduler, dispatcher. It doesn't matter, or even your fellow pilots as well.
Yeah, I think it's one good takeaway from this is now with ALPA, we do have a pretty robust structure on how things are to go, grievance procedures, and who does the communicating with the company and to get a proper resolution. So. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. We hope you've learned a little more about ALPA and the challenges we face at Cargojet. Until next time, make sure to download the Podbean app to hear more podcasts in the future and spread the word. For Ryan, Ari, and Safe, this is the Communications Chair, Dave Tun, on the Cargojet Pilot Podcast. Thanks for listening.